Chapter 2. Get up! Get up! Gretel opened her eyes and saw her stepmother. She stood in the sun by the window. She had long, yellow hair, and she was fat. Sometimes, Gretel thought, why is she fat? We have no food. But today she didn't think that. The stepmother was happy. Good morning, said Gretel. Get up, children, said the stepmother. It's a beautiful day. We're going to have a picnic in the woods. Gretel looked at Hansel. Hansel looked at Gretel. Why was their stepmother so happy? Usually she wasn't happy. They were scared. Gretel and Hansel put on their clothes and sat at the table in the kitchen. There was some water in a cup and lots of bread. Gretel took some bread, but their mother said, no, we'll take it for our picnic. Gretel was very hungry. She looked at her father. He was sad. He didn't want to go on the picnic. He didn't look at Gretel. The family put on their coats and hats and went outside. It was a sunny day, but a little cold. They could hear birds, and little Axel ran behind them. They walked into the woods, but after half an hour, Axel turned and went home. It was darker and colder here. Hansel dropped a white stone from his bag. They walked for a long time. The stepmother sang because she was happy, and Hansel dropped his white stones behind them. Father and their stepmother didn't see. After they walked for a long time, and Hansel dropped his last stone, their stepmother said, this is a good place for a picnic. It was a sunny place under a tree. We'll sit down here. Look, I have some cheese for you. She was happy. Hansel and Gretel sat under the tree with their father, and their stepmother gave them all a piece of bread and some cheese. The children were very hungry, so they ate their bread quickly. They were tired after their walk, so they sat down, and their father put his arms around them. He sang to them quietly until they both fell asleep. Much later, Gretel woke up. Hansel, she said, and he opened his eyes. Father isn't here, she said. Hansel sat up. He was cold and hungry again, but then he remembered. Look, he said. Gretel looked, and she saw one white stone in the starlight. We must wait for the moon, said Hansel. When it's night, we'll see all the stones I dropped yesterday. Then we'll find our home. Gretel was cold, so she sat next to Hansel and they waited. When the moon came up, Hansel and Gretel stood up and they found the white stone. Then they found another and another. They ran and ran, and soon they saw their little house in the woods. It was dark and they were tired, so they climbed in the window, got into bed, and fell fast asleep.